Praise the Lord, God is great, and His goodness endures forever from generation to generation. The title of the message is Child Raising Up, or Raising Up Children. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verse 1 to 4. Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Father, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word that give us direction and wisdom and teach us clearly your ways and how you want us to live our life unto you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that your word teaches us how to care for our children and to raise them up in your ways, O God, in the way that you want them to be raised up, O Lord. Lord, I pray that your message will give wisdom, clarity and understanding for each and everyone who hear this message. I pray that the word of God that have authority with the help of the Holy Spirit will change and transform your people, that they will follow you and they will walk in your ways, O Lord. O God, arrange the message and help me, Lord, to deliver it in the way that you want it to be. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Why the commands of the Lord? The Lord say to the children, honor your father and mother, obey your parents, for that is right. Why he say, honor your father and mother, and that is also in the Ten Commandments. When the Lord gives the Ten Commandments to Moses, as we open in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, we find the same command is it is written also that children should obey and honor their parents. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 16, say the word of God, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So that we find that Apostle Paul, as he wrote to the church in Ephesus, about how the relation between children and their parents, he took the commands of God in the Old Testament from the Torah. It's written twice in the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Exodus. The same command. The question here, why the Lord say to the children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Why he say this? We may answer back that God wants us to be faithful to the parents, because the father and mother, especially the mother, she carry the baby and stay in the tummy of the mother 9 months. And the father after birth will care for the baby with the help of the mother. And both of them, they will dedicate their life so that they will raise up the children, they will provide for them food and shelter, and after that education and clothes. Until they are old enough, they can depend on themselves and they can start their own life independently from the parents. Why the Lord say this? We may say that because of the physical support that the Lord had commanded the parents to provide for their children, or the instinct of the parents to help and support and to nurture and to provide for the children. All the means that is possible, so that when they are old, they can start their own life. But the commands of God is more deep than this. The reason for that command is not only the physical support from the parents, that the children should honor and should obey their parents for that. There's more reason why the Lord says to the children, obey your parents in the Lord and honor your father. And that is the life may go well with you and you will have a long life and you will enjoy the life on earth. You will have a long life on earth and you will enjoy it. Why the Lord say this? According to the word of God in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 1 to 9, God had commissioned the parents to care for the children spiritually. Let us read from verse 1 and we will explain it. Verse 1 to verse 9. As we read the word of God verse by verse, we will understand the responsibility that God had laid on the parents to nurture the children and to teach them the word of God. So, as He commanded the parents to teach the children and discipline them and train them with the word of God, in the same way He commanded the children and He recommended to them that they need to obey the parents, because the parents would speak and would tell to them the word of God and they would discipline them according to the ways of the Lord. So they need to listen to the parents because the parents are saying the word of God to them. God is commanding the children to obey and honor their parents because the parents are the persons whom God would use to deliver His message and raise up the children and disciple them according to the ways of the Lord. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 1. These are the commands, decrees and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all the decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Moses speaking to the elders of Israel and to the leaders of the families, and he's telling them that these commands and decrees that I am teaching you today is the Lord directed me to teach you to observe and to follow so that you and your children and their children, as you observe these commands and as you teach these commands to your children, and as your children will teach in return these commands to their children, then the people, they will fear the Lord. And when they will fear the Lord, what they will do? They will keep all the commandments. And when they will keep all the commandments, God will be happy and God will bless them. And they will have a long life with a joy. And they will enjoy a good and long living as long as they obey the commands of God. So the message, the word of God came from the Lord to Moses. Moses taught the leaders and the elders, and the elders should be the one to teach their families and their children. And their children, as they raise them in the fear of the Lord, and they will grow and they will enjoy the goodness of God, they will be in return, they will teach their children again the commands of God, so that the blessing of the Lord will pass from generation to generation as long the word of God and the way of the Lord and the discipline of God will pass from generation to generation. The responsibility for teaching the children, it is not on the society. Some people, they say, school should teach our children. The Bible does not say that. The Bible says the parents should educate the children and discipline them in the way of the Lord. But how the parents will educate if they themselves, they don't know the way of God? And here the problem started. As the parents, they don't know God, they don't know the word of God, and they don't follow God, their children, they will not be able to understand and to follow God, because the parents will not raise them in the way of the Lord. The parents will raise them in the way of the world. People, when they will come to me and they will ask, we want to dedicate our children to God, I ask the first question, have you dedicated yourself to God first? If the parents are not yet dedicated to God, how they can dedicate their parents? If the parents are not willing to follow God, how the parents would dedicate their children? How the children will follow God? The responsibility for children education and children discipline and raising up in the way of the Lord is not laid on the society. It is not the responsibility of the school. It is not the responsibility of the church. It is not the responsibility of the pastor of the church. It is the responsibility of the parents. They should be the one to follow God, and they will teach and discipline and train and raise up their children in the way of the Lord. As the parents will seek God, God will provide for them and will enable them and will help them to raise up children who fear God and walk in His ways. Because that is here. The blessing of God will pass from generation to generation. And also when the parents do disobey God, the curse will pass from generation to the next generation. The responsibility of the church and the pastor of the church and the leaders of the church is to educate the parents and teach them and raise them and train them in the way of the Lord. And they will be the one to discipline their children and train them in the way of the Lord. I cannot discipline your child who wastes his money and watch wrong things and go with girls, because I don't have authority on your child. But God had given you authority to be over him. I teach you how to discipline him, but you will be the one to discipline him. You will be the one to restrain him. You will be the one to spank him. You will be the one to not allow him to go in the wrong places. I will teach you. I will support you. I will encourage you. I will stand beside you, but you have to do it yourself. Moses taught the people, the leaders, and the head of the families, and they are the one to pass the teaching to the next generation. And the things that you hear me saying in the presence of many witnesses entrusted to reliable men who are able to teach others. The reliable men here for you and for me is our children. Children, as the Bible says, are a heritage from the Lord, offspring, a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. That is in Psalm 127, verse 3-5. He said that children are heritage, they are reward. Your children and God is reward to you. God has given your children to you, not to me. God has given my child to me, not to somebody else. I need to care for him. I need to raise him up. I need to teach him the way of the Lord, so that when he will grow, he will stand with the Lord and he would help me to do the work of God. The same for you. Your children, as you would teach them and train them and discipline them in the way of the Lord, they will be raised up. They will be raised up in the way of God, and they will be the one to help you and support you and to do the work of God and to do the mission of the Lord and to do what God wants them to do for the next generation. Parents are always anxious what they will leave for their children. They will work hard, they will build houses, they will keep money, they will collect goals, and they will say, we'll get this land so that I will give to my daughter, I will give to my son, so that my children will build up their houses here. And this some money I left for them. We want our children to be blessed, to have material things. But who can bless them? Only the Lord can bless them. What we have to do? I'm not saying here, don't leave to your children material things. I'm not saying that. I'm saying very clearly, if you think that your children, they will be well if you keep for them material things, but not the discipline of the Lord, then you are at wrong. You are at error, and you don't know the power of the Word of God. And you don't know the power of God. Don't think the material things will replace the grace of God and the goodness of God and the blessing of God that God will give to your children as long you had done your part in training them and disciplining them and teach them the way of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 3, the word of God says, "Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your father, promised you." He said this teaching, we cannot change. The word of God, we cannot change. We need to comply. We need to comply, listen, and carefully obey, so that the blessing will flow in our life and in the life of our children. Verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." What he means here, he's not speaking about that the Lord is one. He's not speaking about idols. But what he's saying here, if you would change the teaching and do your own, as if you are worshipping idol, as the Lord our God is one, the word of God is also one. We cannot deviate and pervert the teaching. We cannot nullify the word of God. Some parents, they are keen to send their children to the best school and to the best university, and they will give them the best food and the special food and the special dress, but this will not keep the blessing. The only thing that will keep the blessing is the word of God. As you give them the word of God and train them and raise them in the way of the Lord, they will be truly blessed. If you deviated, then you are worshipping idols. If you trust other things, if you trust your money, or you trust that you put them in a good school, or you trust that you are giving them good food, this all is idol worship. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength." He say here, love the Lord. Jesus say, if you love me, you obey my teaching. If you love me, you obey my commands. And I will come, and the Father will come, and make our dwelling with you. John 14:23. If you want God to be in your life, in the life of your children, obey the Lord. Obey the commands of God. Jesus will be happy, and God will be happy. God the Father will be happy. God the Son and God the Father will come, and they will live in your house, and they will bless your family, and they will bless your children. And as your children will keep the commands, he will bless also their children. So here, to love the Lord is to keep the commands of God. Because the only heritage that we can secure to our children is when we teach them the word of God. Whatever amount of material things we may leave for them, that will not be a reason for them to be blessed. They will be blessed as long we train them and teach them in the way of God. The children are malleable material, precious material, soft material, and we should really be very careful how to train them. How we teach our children? Teaching them by example. If we follow God, then it will be easy for them to follow God. We don't need sometimes to speak. When they will see us not speaking bad words, they will not speak bad words. When they will see us, we will not lies. We will not tell lies. They will not tell lies. When they will see us, we will not watch. We are not watching TV and bad programs in TVs. They will not watch this. When they will see us, we will not listen to the worldly song, but praising God and listening to the songs that are praising the Lord. They will do also the same. When they will see us, we are not wearing indecent clothes and exposing our bodies as parents. They will not do the same. When they will see us kind, they will be kind. When they will see us not saying bad words, they will not say bad words. These are important things. We teach them by example. The word of God say, Paul say, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. As we follow Christ in our daily living in front of them, they will follow Christ and do the same as we are doing. We teach by showing them the example. And we teach them also the word of God. The scripture is full of teaching. The scripture contains vast education resources. Many knowledge in the world has been taken roots from the Bible, but then they get deviated from the word of God. So the children are a very precious and receptive material to the word of God that God had put in His word and had placed us, has placed that in our hands. We as a parent, we should take a stand to teach our children the way of the Lord. Verse 6, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. This command, He said, put it in your hearts. Impress them on your children. Love these commands. And He did not say, give it to their children. He said, impress them. Impress them, it means to press. To press. Children, like here as a clay, God had placed them in our hands. We can mold them and impress on them the commands of God, so they will be raised up and take the shape that God wants them to be. We are the clay, God the potter. So as we are in the hands of God, God will mold us and bring us to the shape and figure that He wants us to be. In the same way, God has placed our children into our hand, and we are responsible to impress on them the word of God and the teaching and the discipline. From early childhood, we need to protect our children. We need to shelter them from the threats and the hazards of the world. He said in verse 7, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. Our children should be with us. In the Bible, there's not written that the children are going to school. The parents, they will be the one to teach the children the way of the Lord, the word of God, and will discipline them. The house is the atmosphere for child training and child teaching. It is not the school. It is the house. Primarily the house. Secondly, the church may help, but the primary atmosphere that God wants us to put our children and teach them is in the house. In the family, the parents will be responsible to teach the children. We will teach them. They are always with us. As we know the Lord, we will teach them the way of the Lord. It is not the school who teach the children, according to the Bible. It's the parents who teach the children. The child is a very precious, malleable, soft, compressible material. If we allow our children to go with other people's hands, they would not teach them the word of God. They would not discipline them, because maybe they don't know the word of God. And second, even if they know, they are not their children. They don't have the authority as God has given us the authority to correct, to rebuke, to spank our children, to discipline them even with a rod when that is required. Here we find here that when we sit down, when we lie down in the house, the children are around us. So the children are not supposed to go to schools, as the Bible says here, but the parents will be responsible. As they get the teaching, they will discipline the children in the way of God. It is not wrong to use a material, curriculum material from a school, but should be Bible based, and should be you be the one to teach your son or daughter the way of the Lord. That it may seem strange things for you to hear, because now the deviation is the truth now. The things now people they are doing wrong, now that is the acceptable. Sin are adorned and perversion is accepted as a normal. When we speak now about the normal things, they will say, oh, this is only in the Bible. But, you know, this all in the Bible, when I speak to the people, they will say, yes, this all in the Bible, but you don't know the situation. I know one thing. If you are willing, God will make a way. If you are willing to obey God and walk in His ways, God will make a way. If you are willing to forsake your pride and to forsake your own ambition and your own ways, your own understanding, God can still make a way for your child to be trained in the ways of the Lord and to be raised up and to be blessed by Him. Write them, write the command of God, verse 9, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Here is the school. Here there are verses on the walls of the house. Teaching in the houses. Family, having their children, their parents to get the material, the curriculum that is based on the Word of God, and teaching them the requirement, how to write, how to speak, how to read, how to behave. And it is not wrong to study science or social study or history, as long it is coming and it is go along the teaching of the Word of God. And all these things, science and social studies and histories and mathematics, it will be molded with the Word of God so that it will be practically applied in their life with the help of the Word of God. Then they will understand life and they will be blessed. We need to trust God and we need to take our responsibility as parents. We need to take the responsibility to teach our children the way of the Lord. God had given your child, had given your child to you, not to somebody else, and you are responsible to care for your child. There are threats that the Bible tells us and the Word of God tells us. So that we don't need to put our children in these threats. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, part of the Lord's Prayer say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But then we find ourselves, we are leading our children into temptation. We are allowing them to go to public schools. We are allowing them to mix with other children. And they will learn bad things, and they will get worldly things from the worldly school, or a school who does not follow the Word of God. We are throwing our children into hazard and harm. Some people, they say that they will get experience. Experience will come when we are with them and show them the right and the wrong. And we tell them this is wrong, we should not do. And this is the right that we need to do. Thus they will get the experience. But we will not throw them and cause them to have accident and harms. And then they will get experience. Experience, we should help our children to have their experience. Many people, they say that the children should go along with the children, so they will learn. The Bible tell us one thing. He say that the Bible tell us foolishness lie in the heart of the child, but the rod of discipline, will drive it away from them. That is in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15. It says, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. The children, one of the characteristics of the children is that they have foolishness. Here, very clearly, he mentioned that children have foolishness. Now, if we will allow our children to mix with other children without our knowledge, without our supervision, they will get all their foolishness and they will learn it. They will learn the bad things and they will live in these bad things. I'm not saying don't allow your child to go with other children. I'm saying that if you will allow your child to play with other children, you'll be responsible to watch over your child while he's playing. And check what he's learning. Is he learning good things or bad things? If you will learn bad things at once, tell him, this is wrong, my son. This is right. You can correct your child. You can correct your son. You can correct your daughter. But if you will leave them mixed with the children, then no one you can control your child. He will learn a lot of things wrong. And if you will be after him, after that he may learn to hide, and you cannot control him. The best things is don't allow him to be mixed with our other children without your knowledge. What is the things that people follow? The children, when they will wake up, they will go outside in the street, they will play with the neighbor's children, and they take it simply, but truly they will learn a lot of things bad. They will hear bad words. They will hear bad stories, they will see bad things, and they don't know what is right and wrong. No one is teaching them. The value is that you need to be with your child, and that's what the Bible say. Teach them when you lie and you sit down at home, when you walk along the road, so your child will be with you. As he is with you, son, this is, you see that those people they are doing? This is bad. Smoking is not good. It will harm the health, and God is not happy. Because they are drinking. You see this man and woman, you have to teach him. Teach him what is right and what is wrong, so he would discern. And that is how, because he's a raw material. He's a very good material as a child. If you will leave him in other people's hands or with other children, they will be spoiled because they will not teach him. And even if they will know, their heart is not for your child. God give you heart to care for your child. And that is here where we as a parent have forsaken our responsibilities. We have given the responsibility for the school. We have given the responsibility for the society. We have given the responsibility for the government. We have given the responsibility for the church. But we ourselves, we are not doing anything for our children. We work and we give food only, material things. But the word of God say, man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Mixing with other children is one of the hazards. Don't allow your child go with other children without your presence with them. Not allow your child to stay in other houses or sleep in other houses if you are not with them, knowing what they are exposed for TV, by the programs. Bad movies, bad songs, cartoons, comedies, this is tease them naughtiness, tease them violent, tease them bad things, worldly songs, tease them bad things, check what your child is watching, bad things. Not allow him. Allow him to watch Bible-based things or something belong to science or knowledge so that it will help him. And don't allow him to watch much because he will be addicted and he will have no time. And he will have no time for you to teach him and train him. What else? Other hazards. Check what he's reading. Which books he's reading. It have to be scrutinized also. Hazard of especially the girls. They need to learn from childhood to be dressed well. If you don't agree that your child will wear something when she is old, expose her body. Don't allow her to wear it while she is still young, because she will learn on that. Other things. Protect your child from courting or dating. Boyfriend and girlfriend is not the will of God. It's not in the Bible. God promised a family. When your child is ready, when he is prepared, when he is growing up in physically in gesture and wisdom and the knowledge of God and the favor of God, when things are ready for him to get married, when there is a place, a shelter to have a family, when he is equipped with the income and resources, when he is spiritually fit, God will provide the right partner. For marriage, not for courting or dating or dating. These all hazards affecting the children. Not allow your children to go with non-believers, with other children, without your knowledge or without your being there to watch over the situation. So what they watch, what they see, what they hear, what they dress, what they read, what they study, with whom they intermingle is all your responsibility. God never intend that we will neglect our children and will throw them away and he will protect them. No. God will not protect. If we are negligent, then if our children are affected, that is the consequence of our sin. It will hurt us. It will hurt us. Therefore, we have to be responsible. The children, they should know the order in the house. They need to respect their parents, and we have to explain to them why. Because we are the ones who are responsible to raise you up and teach you the way of the Lord. And God has given us authority to discipline you. The church will help in this matter. We'll emphasize that. But the discipline and daily to day work and minute activity in every day is the responsibility of the parents. I cannot come and close the TV if your son is watching wrong things. That's your responsibility. I will not come and spunk your child with a rod if he spoke bad word. That's your responsibility. That have to be very clear. Raising up children is the responsibility of the parent. The church will teach. The school will give the curriculum, but we have to teach. We have to choose the curriculum that come from the Word of God, and we will teach them. And as they will grow up, according to Proverbs 22 verse 6, train a child in the way he should go. and when he is old will not turn from it. As we are investing our life to raise our children, when they are growing up, then they will be blessed by the Lord, because they know what is right and wrong, and they know they will not do that. Why? Many children now, they will steal after them, when they will become old, they will go into immorality, they will go into dating, divorce, family breakdown, because that's what they have learned from the family. The parents, they will say, no, we did not teach them. You did not teach them the right things, so they have learned the bad things. Expect, watch out. If you are not doing your part, expect and watch out the trouble in your life, in the life of your children. You will be grieved because you have neglected your child. We raise up the children not according to the culture and the tradition and to the people opinion. Most of us, we are anxious about what the people will say. We follow what the people will say, and we will do something so the people will be happy. But if you will not follow the word of God, our children will be affected, and we will having a miserable life as we see them doing wrong thing. Children need to be disciplined. The Bible speak about discipline, and the Bible also spoke the way to be disciplined. Child who disobey the word of God and need to be disciplined by a rod. We need to explain to our children their rights and what it is allowed for them to do, and their freedom, and then their limit and the borders. There are things we have to tell them clearly. You cannot do that. And if we find you out that you are doing these things, then we will be the one to give you discipline and punishment. And we will tell him that we will punish you with a rod. You have to explain to the child that. And we will tell him, we will give you a rod on your buttock, that this rod will cause you pain and you will cry. And we will do it that things because we love you. We don't want you to die in your sin, because what you are doing is foolishness and sin. And if we will not discipline you, you will die, and God will not bless you. We need to emphasize that to our children, that we love them as we spank them or discipline. We love them. After the explain to the child things, we observe if we caught him doing wrong. We ask him to go to a private place. We go after him. We get the rod and we explain to him what he have done wrong. And then we ask him to kneel down, and we will give him a spunk with a rod on his buttock. He need to cry and he need to feel the pain. We should not spunk him out of anger. We should not spunk out of revenge, but we need to spunk out of love. As the baby cry, we hold him, we hug him, and we pray for him at that time. We pray for the Lord as we give a spunk, that the Lord will change him, and the Lord will apply this discipline in his life. And in the same way, after he cry, we'll ask him to ask forgiveness from the Lord. And if he need to apologize to somebody or to us, in addition to his sorry and apology to the Lord, he need to do that. We need to raise up responsible children who know what is right and wrong, and who know very well also that their mistakes, their sin, it will have a consequences. When he is spanked, he will know that any mistake he do, it will cost him something. Parents, usually, they say, we will not spank our children, we don't like that. Then you are teaching your children that they can do mistakes without punishment. And that is contradict the word of God. There is consequences of sin. And if they will be raised up out of the fear of the Lord, then there is no hope in them. Proverbs 19 verse 18, we will study couple of verses from the book of Proverbs to help us to understand God's will. Discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death. If you will not discipline them, you are killing them. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 13. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. He said, don't be afraid, they will not die. Why we don't like to spank our children? Because we have emotion. That is the flesh desire. That is the worldly way to love. That is, I call it myself, spoiling love. We love them, but we are spoiling them. Amen? We need to discipline them so they will be corrected. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 17. Discipline your children and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delight you desire. If you want your children to give you peace and they bring you good things in the future, then discipline them to them. Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24. If you spare the rod, you hate your child. But if you are careful to discipline them, then you are truly loving your children. If you will forgive your child, he is doing wrong and he needs to be spanked, then you are hating your child, you are killing your child, you are harming your child, because he will learn to do wrong. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15. There's a foolishness. Children have foolishness. And the way the foolishness will be driven out is by a rod. We teach, we correct, we love, we give food, we spend time with them, we pray for them, we fast for them, we direct them, we watch over them. And in addition to all that, we need to spank them with a rod. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 15, a rod and a reprimand impart wisdom. But a child left undisciplined disgraces his mother. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 15. If we will spank our child, he will impart wisdom to him. But a child left without discipline, he will disgrace his mother, his parent, and he will bring back bad testimony to himself and to us and to the church and to the community of believers. Let us take opportunity now to repent as a parent, to take your stand, to follow the word of God and take your responsibility to do your part in raising up your children. Remember, your children are the first disciple that God had trust for you to disciple. Commit your ways, kneel down, and tell him, Lord, I am willing, but you help me, Lord. I am willing to do it, Lord. You make a way for me, Lord. Lord, please, I was not aware before of that, but now I am fully aware of it. Oh God, I am willing to follow you. I am willing to raise up my child. I am willing to raise up my son. I am willing to raise up my daughter in the way that you want me to be. Lord, enable me and guide me. I am willing to follow you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for each and everyone who hear your word, that your word will bring the harvest that you desire in the life of your people. I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you take the word of God, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit, and let it reach to those who are far and those who are waiting for this message to reach them. Lord, I pray for each and every one who commit himself to raise up his children in your ways. Lord, even they have no facility, but I pray as they are willing, you make a way for them. We thank you, Lord. Provide for those people and help us as a church. Help us to care for the parents who are willing to follow your ways, to equip them and strengthen them, encourage them, and supporting them with all the possible means so that they will do their parts in raising up their children. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.